Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. It's a pleasure to be with you on a First Amendment Friday. And I want to get some new information out to you about something that is absolutely crazy. We've been covering this situation for literally years. Now, imagine if you were foolish enough to own an asset worth either hundreds of millions of dollars, perhaps even billions of dollars, and then you couldn't seem to earn a single red cent from that hundreds or billions of dollars worth of asset. Makes no sense, does it? And yet that is exactly the situation the state of Oregon is in owning the Elliott Forest. And they have managed to gum the works up so badly, they're supposed to be making at least tens of millions of dollars for public schools. But instead, they lose money and they come up with crazy new ideas for how to mismanage the Elliott State Forest in ways that are worse and worse every time we turn around. So I want to get the latest from Dr. Bob Zyback, who's a forest scientist, president of Northwest Maps Company, author of The Great Fires, Indian Burning, and Catastrophic Forest Fire Patterns of the Oregon Coast Range, 1491 to 1951. Dr. Zyback, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Lars. Good to be back.
I got sent a letter the other day. It was apparently sent out from Oregon State University, which had been offered the opportunity to treat the Elliott Forest as a research project. And they essentially said, thanks, but no thanks, I think is the way I read it. And I want you to tell my audience why this is so terribly significant to people in the state of Oregon, knowing that this is a state resource that they've decided to make no money from. And now even the folks they promised would end up studying it and turning it into a research project have said they're not interested.
Well, I think President Murphy made just a wonderful decision. She pointed out point by point exactly what's been going on with this proposal for the last 4 years and how it had changed dramatically from the beginning. The people that first proposed that it was pennies on the dollar. It should be generating tens of millions of dollars for our schools. It should have 400 local jobs as it did for decades, aiding the Coos and Douglas County communities. Instead, a lawsuit shut it down. An effort was made to make, continues to be made to capitalize on it for a few people with carbon credits. The management plan was put together after the key principals either died, like our Secretary of State Richardson or Dean Manis with Oregon State, or they retired, like Ed Ray as president of Oregon State, or even Governor Brown, who was supporting it. So they set up a proposal to do a research forest from a land-grant university, which is supposed to be doing research that's beneficial to landowners and forest managers in the state of Oregon, and instead they were turning it into a carbon credit scam that benefited a few people and a research project that was just goofy. Even Jerry Franklin, that I've butted heads with through the decades, pointed out the weaknesses in the research plan, which was basically on federal zoning and passive management. So it was a real relief to read the letter, how clearly it was written, point by point, what she politely called compromises. I would call them manipulations, got exposed. And hopefully we can return to an actively managed forest for the benefit of Oregon schools and local communities as it had operated for decades before this took off.
So, Dr. Zyback, I want you to tell my audience, if they said, okay, it's not going to be a world-renowned research forest, as they said, the plan was, and both you and I talked about the foolishness of that plan before, if they took the 82,000 acres of forest in the Elliott State Forest and actually managed it as a forest, said, we're going to cut trees, we're going to log, we're going to turn trees into lumber, we're going to create jobs. If we did all of that, and they could still do that today, what would it likely produce for Oregon schools?
Well, conservatively, $20 million a year that would go into the schools instead of taxpayers covering it, and 400 to 450 local jobs, all of which produce taxes rather than take taxes, as they've been doing the last several years. So it would also reduce fire danger. The Elliott has a history of burning up. The Oregon State researchers had somebody do looking at tree rings from the Cascades and Siouxsie Law and saying they knew the fire history, and all they had to do is spend 30 minutes reading Jerry Phillips' work or my work from the last 30 years, and they would have had a better handle on it. So we don't know how much those things are costing, but there's an opportunity to do research on HCPs and other methods that they're proposing to subject our state and private lands to, and have caused directly, predictably, massive wildfires on our federal lands. So the direction they were taking was a hazard to the people that live to the west of the forest. It was a cost to Oregon taxpayers, a real detriment to the community, and the research that they were proposing was almost irrelevant to the management of a forest. It required hundreds of millions of dollars of subsidies just to function the way they were setting it up. And the president has to be really complimented on seeing through all that, clearly writing it down and identifying why Oregon State should not be participating.
Okay, so other than you and me, because all I want to do is get what you know out to the people. I don't have any independent knowledge of forests, but I want to see them logged. I want to see them replanted. I want to see them actively managed, and I want to see them put to the use that the Elliott Forest was originally created for, and that was to generate money for the Common School Fund. Is anybody out there in a position of responsibility in the legislature and the government that's advocating for that?
I hope so. There, recently, the county commissioners in Tillamook County and Clatsop County particularly came out strongly against the HCPs and the Oregon Department of Forestry, what they were doing. And that's what destroyed the Elliott. The Elliott was the state's first state forest. It was set up specifically to benefit our schools. It operated wonderfully for decades under Jerry Phillips' management. And now we have county commissioners that are finally understanding what an HCP is and looking at the graphs of how it destroyed the Elliott. When they started HCPs for spotted owls and marbled murrelets in the 1990s, the Elliott had hundreds of jobs and hundreds of millions of dollars had been sent to our schools. And since then, as you point out, for the last several years, since an environmental lawsuit was filed, it has cost money, millions of dollars a year. And some of that expenditures really should be looked at pretty closely because it's taxpayer money, and it appears to have been put into a few hands that have manipulated this situation.
And it sounds like if they don't do something with it to actively manage it, it's actually at risk of burning down and going from a resource worth hundreds of millions of dollars to maybe being something that's just a big pile of ash that's going to have to be even more intensely managed. That's Dr. Bob Zybak. He's a forest scientist, president of Northwest MAPS, and author of The Great Fires, Indian Burning, and Catastrophic Forest Fire Patterns of the Oregon Coast Range. Coming up, I want to talk about America's gold mine and natural gas and the opposition to sending it anywhere else on the planet. I'll get to your phone calls and emails. It's First Amendment Friday on the Radio Northwest.